So on this question of whether or not the continuum of causation can be accepted as beginningless, infinite, or there is some beginning somewhere, there is a divergence of opinions among ancient Indian philosophical thoughts. On the one hand, other systems of thought such as Vaisheshika, which has a very complex theory of the physical reality, where they have a theory of an atomic theory, a physical theory of reality, where they... Vaisheshika. No? This is a non-Buddhist school, Vaisheshika. They posit ultimate constituents of the physical world as some permanent particles, indivisible permanent particles, and that is thought to be the ultimate constituents of the physical universe. So they posit a beginning which they accept as being uncaused, permanent, and eternal, and unchanging. And similarly, in the Samkhya philosophy, which is another influential non-Buddhist system of thought, they posit a concept called prakrit, or primal substance. Although I myself do not have a clear understanding of what that primal substance is supposed to be, whether it is conceived as some kind of universal sort of a single entity, or whether the primal substance has to be understood in relation to individual things and beings, I have no idea. But the point is that they posit a beginning and the ultimate constituents to the reality, which they accept as being eternal, permanent, unchanging, and so on. And similarly, within that, these systems of thought, there is an acceptance of a permanent core to the beings. They call it Atman or Purusha, the person or self, which is thought to be the subject, which is thought to be the agent. And this is thought to be, again, indivisible, unitary, permanent, and uncaused. Now, the problem from the Buddhist point of view of accepting these kind of metaphysical concepts is that then the idea of dependent origination becomes untenable. It is not that the non-Buddhists do not accept the theory of causation. Of course they accept things come into being as a result of causes and conditions. Of course they accept the theory of karma, which is a subset of the concept of causation. But because they posit some kind of permanent beginning, and because of this also many of the non-Buddhist ancient philosophical systems accept the concept of rebirth and reincarnation. They also accept some concept of moksha, spiritual freedom, liberation, and so on. But from the Buddhist point of view, because of their acceptance of these metaphysical concepts of some kind of eternal, unchanging, immutable entities, in the final analysis, the idea of dependent origination becomes untenable. Whereas all Buddhist schools universally accept that the theory of dependent origination as one of their key principles. And this entails that all the Buddhist schools of thought must accept a beginningless and infinite causation.
So that's what I'm saying.